the famous Mishnah in Avos, Yeshua ben Prachya v'nitay arbeli kiblu mehem. Yeshua ben Prachya aimer asay lecha rav, make for yourself a Rebbe, who kenei lecha chaver, and acquire for yourself a friend, make a kinyan, to give him something in order to make him be a friend. V'aveidan es kol adam l'kav schus, and you have to judge every person to the side of good. Haveidan kol adam l'kav schus is, it's not just a frumkeit. It's not just, you know, you have to be a nice guy and assume that everybody is beseder. Haveidan kol adam l'kav schus is it's a different way of seeing the world. It's a healthy approach to life. If you're not dan l'kav people l'kav schus, so then, you know, everybody is a villain. Everybody's a bad guy. Why did he do that? Why did he do this? The truth of the matter is that nobody really wants to do wrong. People make mistakes, and people have oversights, and people have to correct certain things that they do, but you have to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and then it's a much more rosy, positive world. It always bothered me, though, on the first two parts of the Mishnah, Asay l'cha rav u'knei l'cha chaver. It seems a bit intense. What's asay l'cha rav? Why do you have to make your Rebbe a Rebbe? Why do you need an asir? Tilmid mi rav. Learn from a Rebbe. We talked about that enough times already. The miles of learning from a Rebbe as opposed to learning by yourself. What's asay l'cha rav? What's the asir? And knei l'cha chaver, I mean, that's even worse. You know, we say make friends. We'll say buy friends. If somebody goes and buys friends, you start to worry about them. Bribe your friends. Make a kinyan on your friends. Someone once told me that. I have to develop a relationship with him. I have to buy him. That doesn't sound too good. So what's this whole idea of knei l'cha chaver? You have to do something for your friends in order to be mischaber with your friends. Tischaber and chaver. Be part of a chevershaft. Why do you have to buy him? Why does it have to come from you? So proactive. So personal. L'maisa, in the beginning of the parsha this week, so we start with a very interesting pasuk. Vayehi b'shalach parei esa'am, v'lo yinochem elikim derech eretz plishtim. Hashem didn't take them the way of the land of plishtim. Ki karaipu, because it was too close. Ki amar elikim, because Hashem said, pen yinochem am b'reisim ulcham v'shom Mitzrayim. When the people see war, they're going to have a change of mind. They're going to go back to Mitzrayim. The kasha that all the Rishonim ask over here, and the Netziv as well, shtels on it, is what's the key? We're giving two different reasons. They didn't go derech eretz plishtim, why? Ki karifu. Ki amar alikim, because Hashem said the people are going to have a change of heart, go back to Mitzrayim. What's the key? So Rashi maybe learns Pshutei Shel Mikra, and he says basically it was too close. And then to elaborate on the point, we said, so what's wrong with it being too close? Because when the people have a change of heart, they're going to go back to Mitzrayim. The Ramban doesn't like that pshat. The Ramban says that the first key means afalpi. Hashem didn't take them derech eretz plishtim, even though it was the shorter way. Why? Because he was afraid that they want to go back to Mitzrayim. And then comes the Netziv, and the Netziv says, I don't like either of two pshatim. Afalpi is not one of the four usages of ki that Chazal have. And to say that the ki is all the same thing according to Rashi doesn't make very much sense. And also, what's the ki amar elikim? What's the amar elikim? So the Netziv says a grape shot. Grape shot. And you say it's the Gavshat, and thanks to Avi Creditor who learned this with me this week. I have something to say. It says that the Pasuk means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here had a primary reason that he didn't want them to go Derech Eretz Plishtim, And then there was the reason that he told the people. The reason that he told the people was, I don't want you to go Darf Eretz Plishtim, because if you get into a fight with them, so you're going to turn around and go back to Mitzrayim. But the real reason was different than that. The real reason was Ki Karevu, because it was too close. It was too close to Plishtim. So what? Zok the Netziv, Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzura Miuchedes Shel Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to have a special shape, a special form. Shuliyos Badad Umuvdal Miyumas Ha'olam, which is to be separate from all of the people in the world. Vim Hayam Meilichem Derech Eretz Plishtim Shuhu Karev. If he would take them through Derech Eretz Plishtim, even though they're going to be in the Midbar, right near Derech Eretz Plishtim, Afal Gav Shiesh Ktsas Midbar Be Mitzrayim LePlishtim Mikol Mokay Moihaya Bezek Kedei LaHargilam LaAmidam Altsuram Yuchedes Shalahem. If they were so close to civilization, in between the Egyptians and in between the Plishtim, even though they were in the Midbar, they never would have been able to shtel avek and become the special nation that Klal Yisrael is. They needed to be totally alone. They needed to find themselves, as we say. Away from Plishtim, away from Mitzrayim, and that's the only way that they're going to ever have a tzura of being Klal Yisrael. Now, that was an experience that we all had of the people back in the Midbar. And that's why Hashem said, don't go that way, because it's Karevu. But I was thinking that it's not really a one-time experience. And it's really something that each and every one of us has to have, you know, every day, every year. Every person needs to put himself in a Midbar. Every person needs to find his own time and his own space to block out the world around him so that he can find the special tzura, the special shape, the special uniqueness of his personality, when he's separate from everybody else, because otherwise it's just, I'm a mixture of that one and this one and the other one. We all have to find our Midbar. And that's a very important thing in life. And it could be that that will go back also to what we talk about, Aseh Lecha Rav and Kinei Lecha Chaver. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, I say it probably dozens of times a year, maybe the most important Maimer Chazal to motivate a person to do something in this world, to be something big. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Chayev Leimer B'Shvili Nivra Olam. Every person has to say that the world was created just for me. It sounds egocentric. It sounds absurd. How can it be with all the billions of people in the world, and all the people in world history, that the world was just created for me? But obviously, the Pashut Pshat is that there are no two that are the same, and every person has his own unique approach to everything, to life and learning. And the entire world, the entire universe is here for me to put my stamp on. In a way that's uniquely me, not coming from anybody else. I remember when I was in high school, so there was a particular person that I knew. He was known as an Eloi. He never forgot anything. And everyone was very impressed with him. His Rosh Yeshiva once made a comment to my father. He said, oh, that guy? Yeah, he's a sponge. He never forgets anything that he ever learned. But the thing is he put it in and it squeezes right back out. He never had an original idea in his life. That's not Bishvili Nivra Olam. I always tell the story also, B'Kitzer Nimrutz, about the Bachar with Reb Chaim, the Bachar who was the Purim Rav and who imitated Reb Chaim so well that Reb Chaim, after Purim, when he went over to Reb Chaim to ask Mechila, Reb Chaim said, listen, kid, you're in trouble. I said, what do you mean? He said, you are brilliant, you're incredible, you do me better than I do myself. But the reason that you're in trouble is because your name is not Chaim Soloveitchik. And if you take that with you for the rest of your life, so then you're never going to find yourself. Chayev kol echad ve'echad loymar bishvili nivra olam, my own uniqueness, my own way. And that's what I have to do. And in order to find that, a person has to find himself a midbar. A person has to find himself a shetach. So if you're from Breslov, so you do a hisbeidus and you go down into the valley and you know whatever you think. It's not a bad thing, even if you're not Breslov. You got to run away to think. Go out into the forest. When I was in Ner Yisrael, and they hadn't yet made the forest into some commercial thing that they have it there yet, I used to talk of going to the forest. But if you don't go into the forest and you're not one of those, so then you have to find it within the confines of the Beis Medrash. What's me? What do I say? Rabbi Klein used to tell a great joke. I used to tell it over every year before we started Chaburas. So I gave the introduction to Chaburas. Rabbi Klein would tell a joke that he had a yeshiva bacher who went up to Shemayim after Meir Ve'esem Shana. And the Malach Gabriel decided to give him a faher. And he said, "Nu, so what did you learn in yeshiva?" He says, "Baba Kama." He says, "Okay, nu zug." He can't say anything. "Bab Metzia, nu zug." He can't say anything. "Kiddushin, zug." Nothing. "Getting nothing." He says, "Oh, so what did you do in yeshiva all the years?" So yeshiva bacher says to the Malach Gabriel, "Listen, Rabbi, you tell me a shtickel Torah and I'll slug you up." "But where's you? Where's you? What do you say? Where are you coming from? It's got to all be you. Otherwise, you're not finding yourself." Why is it that we say, "Asel charav, knel chachaver"? So, kimdumani, the answer is like this. Is that if a person is just learning from a Rebbe, okay, fine, you know, whatever. I'm receiving input from somebody else. Tischaberim chaver, yeah, I'm mushpa by my chaverim. But if a person really wants to have a Rebbe the right way, if a person wants to have chaverim in the right way, it's all got to come from him. He has to be proactive, and he says, "The reason that I want this relationship with a Rebbe and with a chaver is because of the fact that this is for my own personal growth. It's part of me actualizing myself. But it's not that I'm a lump of clay and I'm just going to let the Rebbe put his stamp on me and then however I come out, okay, that's who I am. I'm a Talmud of so-and-so because he made me look like this. I have great chaverim and therefore I look like all the guys in my senior high school class. No, I decided that I want to have this chevreshop, I want to have this Rebbe, and that's part of who I decided to be. Why do you need a kinyan for a chaver? And why is it just a seil charav?" The answer is pashut. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Yosef Misha Egel writes a linik. More than the Egel wants to nurse, Haparo writes a lahanik. The paro wants to give milk. But you don't have to buy a Rebbe. You don't have to flatter a Rebbe. You don't have to give him presents. All you have to do is go and learn from him. And that's a seil charav. If it's done honestly. Friends already, if a friend doesn't get something out of you, so then he's not gonna reciprocate in kind. So to really forge a relationship, you have to be konechaver. You have to do for him, and then he'll do back. And that's a healthy, balanced relationship. But it all comes back to me. It all comes back to my starting point. Chayav adam leimar b'shvili nivroilam. There's a famous question in the world. How can yeshiva bachurim be unique? You go out into the world, and okay, this guy has pink hair, and this guy has blue hair, and the other guy has green hair, or at least a pink shirt, green shirt, blue shirt. Yeshiva bachurim, they all look the same. They're all learning the same thing. They're learning the same Mara Mekaymas. They're on the same Blat Gemara. So how do I make it into something that's uniquely me? And the answer is very simple. Adarabba, if your whole uniqueness, and this is what they say in the Kiruv world, if your whole uniqueness is the fact that you have green hair or pink hair, then there is no you. You see the uniqueness of the person when he and his friends are learning the exact same Mara Mekaymas, the exact same Gemara, they more or less look the same, and yet it's Shemayim V'Aretz, different. Been talking with a lot of people this week about Chaymer and Surah. that, you know, there's a tzura, there's a certain structure to the way that we do things, there's a certain structure of how we go through sugyas, there's a certain structure that a sugya has at the end. But then there's the chaymer of the sugya. And every person really has to stamp his own tzura on the chaymer of the sugya. When I used to say over the Rosh Hashiva shir, the first shir, I always said, this is my tzura, this is the form that I give to the shir this week. But every single person in the room ought to really have a different one. And the same thing is really true of the sugyas that we do together. The tzura is the platter that is handed to you. But everybody should really be able to take those marmakaimis and try to think about them and come to your own appreciation. Maybe a starting point, the way that it's handed to you, but making it your own. That's the aside. And that's really what I wanted to share with you. I just figured I'll throw it in the end also. And I know you'll take it the right way, because it was something that I was thinking about, and you know, whatever. The last chabura that we had, Ilan said the last chabura. And he gave a hakdama to his chabura, and he said, you know, there's two parts of the chabura. There's a chabura, the guy saying it, and the people listening. And part of the job of saying it is you got to get the people to listen to you. He gave an etzah, giving mishalim, gishmak examples. I'll tell you something from my own experience or whatever it is. I'm not coming to argue or whatever. I'll give you another etzah, and maybe a better etzah. If you say over a chabura and it's yours, you're saying over something that you have a conviction that's right. This is the way that I appreciated the Maror Mekayimus. Whether I agree with the other, whether I agree with the initial tzura or I don't agree with the initial tzura, and this is what I put together. A presentation of the sugya that comes from your personality, and you and the sugya are nischaber as one, everyone will listen to that. Because it's you, it's not fake. It's not superficial. It's not saying over by rote. It's something that comes from deep in your neshama. And that's what learning is all about, and that's what life is all about. A person has to live not to be his Rebbe, not to be his friends, not to be his environment, but to say, Chayev kol echad ve'echad leimar, mishvili nimra olam. Your Rebbe is part of your life. Your Chavira part of your life. But ultimately, everybody here is to make their own stamp on the world. And Be'ezus Hashem, you should all make your own stamp on the world. You should all make your own stamp on Bav Basra, on Shas, and everything that you do should come uniquely from you. That's the true Chevra Shaft, and with that, you'll be Matzliach in everything that you do. Shabbos.